From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama says America needs to be more competitive when it comes to jobs and innovation. In his State of the Union address, the president also said that the nation is not doing enough to maintain and improve its infrastructure.
America's the nation that built the Transcontinental Railroad, brought electricity to rural communities, constructed the interstate highway system. The jobs created by these projects didn't just come from laying down track or pavement. They came from businesses that opened near a town's new train station or the new off-ramp. So over the last 2 years, we've begun rebuilding for the 21st century.
Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan says the president's health care plan is draining the economy and hurting job growth.
Job creation is being stifled by all of its taxes, penalties, mandates, and fees.
In the Republican response to the president's State of the Union address, Ryan warned of a fiscal crisis if current spending continues. NPR's John Inste says the president's speech focused on putting people back to work.
Investing money in clean energy, industries, in infrastructure, rebuilding, high-speed rail, exports, those sorts of things. He hopes to get sort of short-term economic job growth there, and then in the longer term through innovation and education. But the problem is job growth is very slow, and despite these initiatives, it's just not clear that business is ready to invest at this point. So whether he can raise the rate of job creation over the next few months, I think, remains to be seen.
NPR's John Itzde in Washington. Doctors in Houston say Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is now in good condition, up from serious. They're preparing Giffords for transfer to a rehabilitation facility sometime today. Giffords was shot in the head during the Tucson shootings earlier this month. 19 people in all were wounded, including two of Giffords' aides and six people who died. Toyota says it's recalling 245,000 Lexus models made from 2006 to 2009 to inspect potentially faulty sensors that can lead to fuel leaks. Toyota's recalling 1.7 million vehicles voluntarily worldwide because of various safety concerns. That's on top of the millions of vehicles the company had to recall last year. The first Guantanamo Bay detainee tried in a civilian court has been sentenced to life in prison. 36-year-old Ahmed Gailani was convicted last month of conspiring to destroy government buildings. He was acquitted of more than 200 other counts, including murder. Prosecutors alleged that Gailani was a key player in the 1998 U.S. Embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania that killed 224 people. This is NPR News. U.S. home prices fell for the fifth consecutive month during the month of November. According to a Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index, prices fell 1.6% from last year's levels, especially in cities with high foreclosure rates. As Daniel Carson reports, many analysts are expecting home prices to continue falling through this year.
Home prices went south in 19 of the 20 cities the index tracks. Only San Diego didn't post a monthly drop. Home prices are now on average where they were 7 years ago. Detroit, Atlanta, Charlotte, Miami, Portland, and Seattle hit their lowest level since the housing bust. For S&P analyst Maureen Maitland, there's little to cheer about.
These numbers really were quite bad. What we're seeing now is that a lot of markets are falling back to their low levels that they had seen in April 2009, which is causing a lot of concern for a lot of people.
And one of the biggest concerns is the millions of unsold homes clogging the real estate market. Until some of that inventory starts burning off, analysts don't expect to see prices go up anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index has climbed to 60.6 this month. That's up from 53.3 last month and the highest since last May. The reading beat expectations. Economists say the holiday shopping boom and the big tax relief package Congress passed last month appear to have people feeling better about the job market. Egyptian police fired tear gas and water cannons to break up crowds of anti-government protesters today in central Cairo. It was the second day of unrest in which protesters demanded the departure of President Hosni Mubarak, who's held power in Egypt for nearly three decades. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.